This NBA Playoffs Game 1 Player Props Edition of the NBA Propcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at UnderdogFantasy.com using promo code NBASGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL Draft is coming up, and old-fashioned football is giving away some autographed NFL merch. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFFcontest to enter today. And we're also giving away $200 in cash in our NBA playoff round one prop contest. Sign up link is in our NBA channel in our Discord.
And Peggy the shot, the ground down, bailed. He missed the catch, and he gets it for the touchdown. The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson.
Welcome everyone to the NBA Propcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Friday, April the 19th, here to get into the NBA player props for Game 1's tipping off this weekend. We're officially here, the NBA playoffs for the 2023-2024 season. I'm definitely excited. It's been a fun season thus far. We've had a lot of success on the NBA Propcast. So hopefully we can continue that going into game one of the NBA playoffs here starting this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. And we're going to do our best to, you know, give more of these Propcast episodes out for the NBA as the playoffs do go along. I know we haven't done a Propcast episode, at least for the NBA, in a little bit here, but definitely looking forward to getting back on a more regular schedule for the player props for the NBA playoffs. But I'm riding solo here today. My co-host Chris, who's usually joins me on the NBA Propcast, had some things to attend to and couldn't make it today, but no worries. We'll be back next week with Chris and we'll get into our player props at that time as well. So I didn't want to leave you guys hanging here, you know, without my player props that I'm going to be looking into here for game ones, as when I do have one that I do like for the play-in tournament game for the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference. And actually, I do like one that I'll put in the honorable mention section for the Pelicans in the Kings game. So let's get into it here. I don't know, I'm riding solo, so bear with me. So I'll be, you know, going through multiple tabs here and things like that. But let's start here with the Friday night play-in tournament game between the Miami Heat and the Chicago Bulls. And, you know, we know the big story of this game is that Jimmy Butler is going to be out for this game for sure. And if Miami does end up advancing, he is still going to be missing multiple weeks for the Miami Heat. So another tough blow for this Miami Heat team when it comes to injuries. I mean, they've been dealing with it throughout the regular season. And then if you guys remember last year, of course, that Tyler Hero wasn't available for majority of the playoff run and the NBA Finals run that the Miami Heat went on. But you know, he's on the floor here tonight. And like I mentioned, no Jimmy Butler, no Terry Rozier as well for this Miami Heat team. So, you know, I think this is going to be a popular play here tonight and just makes a lot of sense. And that is going to be Tyler Hero here tonight for the Miami Heat. You know, they're very, very compromised on the offensive side of the basketball, right? When you don't have your starting point guard in Terry Rozier, you don't have Jimmy Butler. So a lot of that responsibility, the scoring and getting this offense going, is going to fall on the shoulders of a guy like Tyler Hero. We go back to the game against the Philadelphia 76ers in the first play-in tournament game. And you take a look, Tyler Hero in that game got up 27 shots in 41 minutes and wasn't very efficient from the floor, to say the least. He was only 9 of 27. He shot 33% from the floor. 14 of his 27 attempts came from beyond the arc. He made 4 of them, was only 28% from three-point land. He also did have 9 assists in that game, did finish that game with 25 points. But I'm going to go right back to him here tonight. If the Miami Heat want a chance to win this game, Tyler Hero is going to have to be a lot more efficient than he was in that game against the Philadelphia 76ers. His points prop opened up at 23.5. I see it all the way up to 25.5 now, consensus at most books for Tyler Hero. There are some plus money on that over for Tyler Hero on his points, but I'm going to look at his points and assists to go over in this game. That number, the best number you can get right now, is 30.5. Currently over on FanDuel. It's at minus 122. Most other places are up to 31.5. He did get over this number against the Sixers, but I think it just comes down to the simple fact for me that number one, his usage rate is going to be through the roof here tonight. He's going to have the ball in his hands for a majority of this game. And again, don't be surprised if Tyler Hero's out there for another 40, 44, 43 minutes here tonight. And it's what a do or die situation for both of these teams between the Bulls and the Miami Heat. So just based on the lack of available bodies and healthy players for this Miami Heat team, I'm expecting Tyler Hero to play, like I mentioned, at minimum 40 minutes here tonight. And again, I wouldn't be surprised if he has another 25 to 30 shot attempts here tonight, because again, without Jimmy Butler, without Terry Rozier, he's their best offensive player. I mean, you can put maybe Bam into that conversation. You know, he's one of their defensive players. But I think for Tyler Hero, he's going to have the ball in his hands. Back-to-back games, he's had at least 8 assists going back to the last game of the regular season. 8 assists in that game against Toronto, and like I mentioned, in 41 minutes in the play-in tournament game, the first one against the Sixers, 25 points and 9 assists. So I say all that to be on Tyler Hero tonight. Points and assists, 31.5 is out there. So I will be on the over for Tyler Hero here tonight in the play-in tournament game against the Chicago Bulls. Before we get over to the next player prop on my list here that I'll be playing here tonight, let me tell everyone about the Hockey Gambling Podcast. I know the NBA playoffs are here, but so is the Stanley Cup playoffs. And this weekend, the guys have you covered over at the Hockey Gambling Podcast. Talon, Ryan, and Joel are breaking down every series leading up to Saturday's opening games. And we'll have the picks and laughs coming all postseason long. Subscribe to the Hockey Gambling Podcast wherever you get your podcast. And we're also giving away $200 in cash in our NBA Playoff Round 1 Prop Contest. The sign-up link is in our Discord channel, in the NBA channel. So again, just go to sg.pn/Discord to get into our Discord. Again, that's in the NBA channel, a $200 cash giveaway for NBA Playoff Round 1 Prop Contest. All right, let's keep it rolling here. I do have a play that I like or am considering in the Pelicans and the Kings game here tonight. I'll save that in honorable mentions because I'm still on the fence about it, but I'll save that for the honorable mention. So then let's get in to the games starting here this weekend on Saturday, and I'm going to go over to that game between the LA Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. And again, this is going to be a big, big series for the LA Lakers. You know, we heard all about the shit talking that was going on between the Denver Nuggets and you know, calling out the LA Lakers, how they, in so many words, own that team. And rightfully so, right? Because they swept them in the Western Conference playoffs last year. I mean, if you go back and look, those games were very, very competitive. And people are calling it the most competitive sweep that has happened in the NBA playoffs. But you take a look at this game, and I think the first game for the LA Lakers, I think, is going to be the most important game of this series. You know, we saw Anthony Davis come out and say that in the beginning of the season, where they're doing the player interviews, that he admitted it, that the Denver Nuggets got him, right? I mean, he gave them their flowers. He gave them, you know, the tip of the cap. They swept them. They went on to win the NBA Finals, and they are the defending NBA champions. And he said that him and LeBron had a lot of conversation in the offseason, and they were really excited to get back to this position that they are now to play the Denver Nuggets. So, you know, anytime that I'm looking at the Lakers here, I want to find value outside of Anthony Davis and LeBron James, because we, number one, we know that they're going to get theirs. But also, this is the time of the year where we're going to remember or keep in mind that the books are going to inflate some of these props that are for the superstar players, like the LeBrons of the world, the ADs of the world, the Jokic's of the world, the Kevin Durant, the Devin Bookers, the, you know, Giannis, if he was healthy, the Joel Embiid of the world as well, right? So I'm pivoting here to another starter for the Lakers side, and that's going to be Austin Reeves. And Austin Reeves is going to be a guy, I believe, that's also going to be playing significant minutes for this LA Lakers team. If you go back and look in that first play-in tournament game, he did play 36 minutes for the LA Lakers. So I would expect, you know, throughout the series and in their playoff run, that he averages somewhere around that mark of 32 to 35, maybe even up to 38 to possibly in 40 minutes. But I'm looking at Austin Reeves' assists in this game. That number is at 5.5 right now, currently over on DraftKings. Let me double check this number, because a couple of days ago I did see it at 4.5. Let me see if there are any more 4.5s out there. So, yeah, so excuse me, it is actually 4.5 for Austin Reeves on his assists. So I'm going to play the over. Right now, DraftKings has it at -105. And you know, like I mentioned, that we know the attention and the offense is going to run through Anthony Davis, LeBron James. You could maybe throw D'Lo into that conversation as well. But we take a look at what Austin Reeves has done against the Denver Nuggets in his short career. He's averaging 5.3 assists per game in the 8 games that he has faced the Denver Nuggets in his career. But the one thing that really sticks out to me is in the last 2 games this season, during the regular season at least, he had double-digit assists for this LA Lakers team. 10 assists back on February 8th, and also had 14 assists back on March 2nd for this Lakers team. And Austin Reeves is a guy that, again, he can rebound the basketball for you. He can also dish out the assists, like I just mentioned. And we take a look at what he did recently leading up to the end of the season. He did have 6 assists against the Golden State Warriors. He had 6 assists, like I mentioned, against the Pelicans as well, back on that play-in tournament game where they clinched the 7th seed. So I'm expecting Austin Reeves to get over this number of 4.5 assists in this game. I think that for Austin Reeves, that he is a guy that can, you know, create his own shot, penetrate to the basket, maybe find those shooters in the corner, or maybe get a lobs to AD or LeBron, you know, driving down the lane and getting him the basketball. I think there's a good opportunity here for Austin Reeves. So Austin Reeves over 4.5 assists is going to be my play in that game between the Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. Let's move on to my next player prop, my third one here. And we're going to go over to that last game of Sunday. And that's going to be between the Indiana Pacers and the Milwaukee Bucks. And we're more than likely expecting Giannis not to play in this game, dealing with the calf injury. We've read the reports that he's doing everything he can, but I think as a precautionary reason that he'll, at least in my opinion, will miss the first 2 games at minimum for this Milwaukee Bucks team. And the player that we always want to pivot to when Giannis is not in the lineup, and typically the guy that does get the start for him, is Bobby Portis. And Bobby Portis this season, in 9 games without Giannis on the floor, is averaging 20.8 points per game, 10.1 rebounds per game. And he's also going to be playing the minutes. Right now, most of these spreads this weekend are either 4.5 or less. The only game that has a spread more than that is the Denver Nuggets right now, that are favored over the LA Lakers. That number's around 6.5 to 7 right now. But for, at least for this game right now, the Pacers are favored by 1 point. So, like I mentioned, Bobby Portis in the 8 games without Giannis this season, averaging 20.8 points and 10.1 rebounds. And I think when we, or I know so that when we talk about this Pacers team, is that I always want to look at either rebounding props or opposing big men, because they don't have that traditional center that can defend the rim or get the rebounds for them, right? Miles Turner is a guy that can get the block shots, but he's not a huge rebounding guy. And I think that's where the Milwaukee Bucks maybe want to focus in on, with guys like Bobby Portis, maybe Brooke Lopez as well, and getting to the basket and finishing around the basket. We know Bobby Portis is a great rebounder as well. So number one, I'm expecting Bobby Portis to play minutes. in the range of 25, 30 plus minutes. And when Bobby Portis, especially at home, who's been absolutely fantastic in that spot, I think that he does have a big series in the absence of Giannis until the Bucks do get Giannis back here. So, you know, with that being said, you take a look at the last game of the regular season. Bobby Portis had 17 points, 10 rebounds in 31 minutes. But like I did mention, I do expect him to be out there for a minimum 30 plus minutes in this game against the Indiana Pacers here. So that's going to be my third one there. Bobby Portis over 31 and a half. Sorry, the number's 28 and a half. Bobby Portis, 28 and a half points and rebounds to go over against the Indiana Pacers in game one. So those are my three player props that I am looking at. I do have several honorable mentions that I do like, and we'll get into that here after I tell you guys about our friends over at Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs, they're officially here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Play their pick'em game. It's as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. Make entries of all basketball or mix and match across your other favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog is available in 30 plus states, including California, Texas, and even Canada. New customers can get a pick'em special in the lobby when they sign up. Underdog will be running different promos all throughout the NBA playoffs. They have bonus cash airdrops, specials, giveaways, and much more throughout the NBA playoffs. So make sure to follow at Underdog Picks on Twitter to keep an eye out. And there is a special pick'em for the Friday play-in game if you're getting to this early enough with the player that's going to be to be determined. Their special should go live in the lobby for eligible new customers. Make sure you sign up with our promo code NBASGPN, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. Again, that's Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you use our promo code NBASGPN. All right, so let's get into some honorable mentions here for this weekend of NBA playoffs / the play-in tournament. And I did mention that I did like one that I was looking towards in that game between the Pelicans and the Kings. And that was going to be the starting center, Jonas Valanciunas, for the New Orleans Pelicans. Another injury in this game. We know Zion is not going to be playing because he is dealing with a hamstring injury. If the Pelicans do advance, he's going to be missing at least a minimum of 2 weeks. Zion Williamson if they do advance here. So the player that I was looking at was Jonas Valanciunas, the starting center for the New Orleans Pelicans. And you take a look this just at his pure history against the Kings. He's had a double-double in 12 of the 13 head-to-head matchups against Sacramento Kings. Yes, 12 of the last 13. And this dates all the way back to his time in 2020 when he played for the Memphis Grizzlies. But if we want more recent data and information, since he did join the New Orleans Pelicans, he's had at least a double-double in 8 of the 9 games that he's played against the Sacramento Kings. And let's take a look at this season alone. So in the 5 matchups this season against the Sacramento Kings, where the Pelicans are 5-0 straight up against this Sacramento Kings team, 21 minutes, 10 points, 13 rebounds, 15 minutes, 11 rebounds, 18 points, 11 rebounds, 15 points, 12 rebounds, and the last matchup back on April 11th in 33 minutes, 13 points, 10 rebounds. So the only thing that's holding me back or that's not giving me that full confidence is that the minutes have been really inconsistent for Jonas Valanciunas. You take a look at the last 5 games, including the play-in tournament game, he's only averaging 19.6 minutes per game. But I do expect him to be out there because, again, without Zion, they're going to need that extra big man to rebound the basketball. And I think this is where Valanciunas can really step up in this spot. Now, he did play 33 minutes, like I mentioned, in the last game against the Sacramento Kings, where he did have 13 points and 10 rebounds. So there's two ways that you can bet on his player prop for Valanciunas. The first one is either you just take his rebounds straight up And not worry about the points, because that is still at plus money for Jonas Valanciunas. And I think that's where maybe the value may be, because right now you can get his total rebounds of over 9.5 at plus money at most books. Caesars Sportsbooks right now has it at plus 120 over on his rebounds. And also DraftKings has it at plus 124 over 9.5 on his rebounds. His double-double is sitting around plus 135. For Valanciunas over on DraftKings, but I think I'm just going to take the points out of it and just focus in on the rebounds here for Valanciunas here. So 9.5 is a number, get you some plus odds over on DraftKings right now. And like I mentioned, 12 of the last 13 head-to-head matchups, he's had a double-double against the Kings team, and then 8 of the 9 matchups when he has joined the New Orleans Pelicans, he's had a double-double, including in all 5 games this season. For Valanciunas against the Sacramento Kings. So over 9.5 plus 124. I think I will be on that, but I did want to put that in the honorable mentions section here. Another one that I was looking at here, Josh Hart against the Philadelphia 76ers. His rebounding prop is at 10.5, also at plus money. We know that Josh Hart is going to be playing the minutes for this Knicks team. I mean, we know Tom Thibodeau likes to drive his starters and his, you know, blue collar quote unquote players into the ground. I mean, there's no question about it. And you take a look at what Josh Hart has done against the Sixers this season from a rebounding perspective. So in the 4 matchups this season, and this is since January 5th, they've played 4 games. He's had 15 rebounds, 12 rebounds, 11 rebounds, and 19 rebounds, including a triple double in the last game he faced against the Sixers. 20 points, 19 rebounds, and 10 assists. Now, the concern that is there is the injuries that the Knicks were dealing with, which was forcing Josh Hart to play regularly 40-plus minutes a night. And now you have OG Anunoby back. You do have Mitchell Robinson back as well. So they could take away some of the rebound from Josh Hart, but I think just from a pure minute standpoint for Josh Hart, I do expect him to play 40 minutes at minimum in this entire playoffs. So right now, I think would be the time to get on the Josh Hart rebounds, because again, if he does have another 12, 13 rebound game for this New York Knicks team, that number is only going to be adjusted to 11.5 possibly for Josh Hart. So right now he is at plus 105 currently over on DraftKings on his rebounding prop. And those numbers are starting to move towards, he's still at 10.5 at DraftKings. Most other spot, including FanDuel and the other books, have it at a minus price. So if you have access to DraftKings, that over 10.5 is at plus 105 right now for Josh Hart. The last one here I'll throw out you guys, that's going to be in the game one between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Phoenix Suns. And, you know, similar to what I mentioned in the game for the Lakers, that attention is going to be on LeBron and Anthony Davis. Similarly, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, they're going to be commanding that defensive intensity, I should say, or the focus is going to be on those two guys for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And the one guy who has had a lot of success this season has been Grayson Allen. And I'm looking at his 3-point prop right now. That number is at 2.5 for Grayson Allen. And I thought this would be more towards 3.5. But Grayson Allen, I think, has been so good right next to those two players in Devin Booker, Kevin Durant. Even you can throw in Bradley Beal into that conversation. The Phoenix Suns and the Minnesota Timberwolves faced 3 times this season, and Grayson Allen knocked down at least 3 3-pointers in all 3 of those matchups against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I think this is going to be really important for Grayson Allen to really stretch the floor for the Phoenix Suns, because he is a lethal 3-point shooter. And he's had at least 3 3-pointers made in 3 of the last 5 games dating back to the regular season. And on the season, he was shooting it at 46.1%. And he also was shooting at 62.5% in the 3 meetings thus far this season against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So these two teams matched up on the last day of the regular season. In that game, the volume wasn't there for Grayson Allen, but he was 3 of 3 from beyond the arc. And again, this is another guy that I do expect to be playing heavy minutes
for the Phoenix Suns all throughout this series. So just to kind of go back and look at the three games for Grayson Allen from the Beyond the Arc against the Timberwolves, 3 of 5 from 3-point land, 4 of 8 and 3 of 3. So I want to see an uptick in that thing. And that was what was really holding me back by making it an official play and putting it in the honorable mention section, is that I want to see that shot volume increase for Grayson Allen. But again, like I mentioned, he was shooting at 62% against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And he's probably getting a lot of open shots because, like I mentioned, the defensive focus is going to be on slowing down Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, and Bradley Beal as well. So I think it's a good opportunity for Grayson Allen to get at least 3 3-pointers made like he has done against the Minnesota Timberwolves this season. So that was my last honorable mention for this weekend games, for game ones on Saturday and Sunday. All right, so let me throw out a best bet here before I do wrap it up. Let's go over to the game here tonight. I think this one is my best bet. That's going to be the Tyler Hero points and assists to go over the number of 31.5. And again, this is simply a play that I think that the number of minutes are going to be there for a guy like Tyler Hero. The shot volume, I think, is going to be there for a guy like Tyler Hero. And the injuries that they are dealing with, it's kind of 1+1 because no Jimmy Butler, like I mentioned, no Terry Rozier as well. So the usage rate and the shot volume is just going to be there for Tyler Hero. Hopefully he is a little bit more efficient than he was in that game against the Philadelphia 76ers, where he was 9 of 27, 14 attempts came from the Beyond the Arc as well, where he was able to knock down 4. But he has also put up the assists in back-to-back games for the Miami Heat. He had 8 assists in the last game against Toronto. He had 9 assists in the game against the Sixers. So, again, this could be a spot where maybe Tyler Hero gets all 32 stats here by scoring points, because we've seen him do it before. And I think that if the Miami Heat are going to want to win this game, he's going to have to be a little bit more efficient from the floor, and he's going to have to get his teammates involved as well. So at the end of the night, if you do see the Miami Heat win this game, or if it did come down to the wire, you would expect that Tyler Hero had a big game for the Miami Heat. So I'll make that my best bet here for this weekend. Tyler Hero points and assists to go over 31.5. All right, that is going to do it for this edition of the NBA PropCast. Hopefully, I wasn't too much of a bore for you guys. I know Chris really brings the fire on our NBA PropCast, but I did want to get something out to our listeners and fans when it came to our player props for this weekend's games, including Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So hopefully, threw out some winners to you guys. We'll be definitely watching the action, of course, and seeing how these, not only the players that I mentioned, but also finding value going forward in game two, and see how some of these coaches are handling the minutes for some of these guys, especially teams that are dealing with injuries. Case in point with the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, we'll see if the Pelicans are able to advance. We'll see if Miami's able to advance, or if it's the other way around, if it's Sacramento or Chicago, because again, Sacramento is also dealing with their own injuries as well without Kevin Huerter. Is what I'm trying to say, and also Malik Monk. So, yeah, there it is. So we'll talk to you guys next week. Hopefully we'll be back on Monday sometime to get ready for game twos kicking off for the NBA playoffs. So it's that time. It's playoffs. Hopefully you guys enjoy the games. I know I will be. I'll be glued to them all weekend long. It's playoff time, and it's go time here. All right, we'll talk to you guys next week. Till then, good luck with your bets. Let's break these books off, and let's it ride.